This is the bite-sized part of Measured, where we ask leading construction professionals, entrepreneurs, and leaders to give their two cents on how to break into the construction industry. Whether you're a recent graduate, cadet, or a more experienced person seeking a sea change, this will act as your mini hit of motivation to kickstart your day, career, or search into motion. Welcome to the Career Clinic. What we're just going to focus on now is just those people who are looking to sort of break into the industry. What advice would you give someone at the start of their career?
Don't lose patience and don't get frustrated. It's such a fickle industry. All aspects of it are such a fickle industry. It's incredibly deadline driven, and that can drive or create a lot of pressure, and it puts an undeserved amount of pressure on people. But my advice is just to roll with the punches. It's easier to say than it is to do, but you do come out of it and you learn a lot. I mean, I've met a lot of particularly project managers and CAs that have been on difficult jobs, and 3 months in, they decide to get out. And I've never done that. I've been on a number of loss-making projects, and they're very, very challenging, but I've learned more from those loss-making projects and the projects I've delivered that have sent buckets full of cash into the profit bucket. Conversely, I think I had more fun on some of those challenging, difficult jobs because, I mean, construction in itself is quite challenging, but then you tie that in with you need to return a financial position, you need to pull time back on a program. It just adds more complexities to it. So yeah. You've got to take the rough with the smooth.
I think as well, just to add on to that as well, Lee, is that when you're starting your career, try and be thankful for any experience that you get. Because it is easy to say, no, I don't want to do this. This is not what I was expecting. But your career is usually between 25 to 35 years long. Like you're only going to be
don't judge it on 6 months.
Exactly. So just try and have that patience, as you said, and persevere and keep trying, keep turning up every day and learning something new. But if you were starting out now, Lee, what would be the first thing that you would do, say, if you had just graduated?
Oh, well, look, I actually did my degree after I'd already been in the industry for about 6 years. I left school and I knew I wanted to get into construction, but I didn't really understand all the different facets or the scale of the market. So I kind of fell into a carpentry ticket, which I got and thoroughly enjoyed, and then fell into a site management. But the first company I worked for, I was there for, I think, 7 or 8 years. It was only when I left them and went to a tier one organization that they then put me into university. Now, personally, that worked really, really well for me because I was a little bit older, I was a little bit more mature, and it allowed me to focus on my studies as well as balance my home life. If I was trying to do that at 16, 17, I'm fairly certain I would have failed because I'm just not that organized, to be honest.
I get what you're saying.
I'm not sure. There's so many different pathways.
What I'm extracting from that is if you have an opportunity to maybe, if you can work and study at the same time, there might be some merit in that. And you know, I always think back of the people that I've placed in my career, and there's always one standout guy, and he's currently like 31, 32, but he started his career when he was 16. He got his degree and then he done his master's. So he's got all these qualifications, plus he's trade qualified, plus he's been on all these big projects. I'm like he's pretty much, he's ticking every single box. So
tick, tick, tick.
If I can maybe add on to that is try and just get out there and get some technical experience to add to the theory, maybe in some respects.
Definitely. It does help. I mean, it was one of the best things I ever did. And again, bit of that comes back to probably naivety, which is what I was saying. I was glad I did it a few years later.
Thank you so much for listening to Measured with me, Mick Donaghy. Our goal with this podcast is to create a community of construction professionals from a variety of backgrounds and experiences to develop, learn, and grow together. As a business, our aim with Franklin Smith is to become the most respected pre-construction and quantity surveying recruitment agency in Australia within the next 5 years. Thereafter, our goal is to build a 100-year company that outlives us as owners, but lives on in the careers and legacy projects we recruit for. Listening to this podcast is being a small part of that journey, and we are forever thankful for your time. If you'd like to connect further with our ever-growing community, check out the Measured Facebook and LinkedIn pages, as well as our new YouTube channel. This is where we'll be posting the long version of this episode, as well as short snippets of inspiration over the coming weeks. Thanks for listening to Measured. Catch you next time.